USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden signed one of his biggest legislative victories into law, the final approval of the hard-fought $555 billion infrastructure bill.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Bravo. Thank you.
The act will direct billions of dollars toward new construction of roads, bridges, airports, and seaports. It will also expand the availability of broadband internet, replace lead pipes, and build electric vehicle charging stations. An Iranian Navy helicopter flew very close to a U.S. warship in the Gulf of Oman in an incident that eventually ended without escalation. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby told reporters the helicopter circled the U.S. Navy's multipurpose amphibious assault ship. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network, or you can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen blamed the current U.S. inflation rate to the generalized crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic and said that she expects the situation to stabilize within a year, although this depends on how the pandemic evolves.
The pandemic has been calling the shots for the economy and for inflation. And if we want to get inflation down, I think continuing to make progress against the pandemic is the most important thing we can do.
In a CBS interview, Yellen said that she believed that prices will return to their normal levels sometime during the second half of next year. A controversial $400 million border wall contract that prompted bitter charges by a top House Democrat of political interference by President Donald Trump wasn't awarded improperly, according to an investigation by the Department of Defense Inspector General. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former President Donald Trump advisor Stephen Bannon surrendered to federal agents on charges of contempt of Congress. When he surrendered to federal law enforcement agents, Bannon was mobbed by members of the media as he surrendered to federal officials at an FBI field office in Washington, D.C. Bannon attorney David Schoen.
He didn't refuse to comply. He made quite clear that if a court ordered him to comply, he would do that. But he had an obligation to honor the privilege that was invoked. And in terms of prosecuting this criminally, it violates settled Department of Justice policy.
The arraignment for Bannon on contempt of Congress charges was postponed to November 18th. He was released on his own recognizance ahead of the next hearing.
Mr. Bannon,
by the way, not just Trump people and not just conservatives. Every progressive and every liberal in this country that likes freedom of speech and liberty, okay, should be fighting for this case. That's why I'm here today. For everybody, I'm never going to back down. And they took on the wrong guy this time, okay?
An FBI email server was hacked.
The FBI has confirmed its email system has been hacked, with spam email being sent to more than 100,000 people warning of a cyber attack. The email messages were filled with ramblings. The emails appeared to be from addresses ending in ic.fbi.gov. The FBI said in a statement, the email systems were taken offline quickly upon discovery of the issue. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.